Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of church fellowship, we were taught that we should avoid those that give inaccurate or misleading information. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Then there are those that give inaccurate or misleading information. Now, Satan did this with Eve. You shall not surely die. Well, that was inaccurate, and that was definitely misleading because she did. Instead, you'll be like gods, he told her. Well, that was the wrong information, too. Perhaps you've had misinformation or inaccurate information given about you. As a pastor, I've gotten it often. I found that men, when they get active in the ministry and they're starting to do things for the Lord, it will come out against them too. And you know, sometimes they're just kind of struck that, why would they tell a lie? Why would they say this about me? And that's true. I still wrestle with that sometimes. Why would they just tell an out-and-out lie? You know, but that is what happens. And it is to be expected that Satan brings ones in unaware, and they seek to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. The hard thing is that it is usually someone in the church who is respected or holds a respected position. And usually when these things come from Mr. Motormouth or Miss Busybody, people just consider the source and go on. But when it comes from normal members of the church, it becomes a cancer within the local body of Christ. Avoid these people, and let it not proceed from your mouth, and avoid those who say these things, those who cast doubt on other Christians. You know, I find it interesting that in the book of Proverbs, it says it this way: enter not to the path of the wicked. This is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Neither go in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. What a terrible thing. And yet, that's exactly what happens. And so, avoid them. Avoid those who say those things and cast doubts on other Christians, and don't allow the things they're saying to come out of your mouth. Now, on the other hand, communication should involve right things. The good Christian is not only a guy that puts off the old things, he's one who puts on the new things of Christ. That is the Word of God, the new man, the new nature. And so, putting on the right things, first it should involve admonition. Now, this is giving instruction, wisdom, and exhortation on the basis of Scripture. It should be directed towards those who are going doctrinally astray. It should also go towards speaking to those who aren't as faithful as they once were. Hebrews 10:25 states, exhorting one another. Well, if you read that entire verse, you're going to find that, wow, the exhorting one another and what they should be doing, these people, they were going out in their life, and they were just getting away from God, And he's telling them, look, you believe that the coming of the Lord is soon? As you see the day approaching, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together as a matter of some is, and even so much the more. Because Christ is coming soon. You better be in church. Because, boy, the Lord is going to bring that into great account at that time. And we need to exhort others about that as well. Another area is comfort. It may include an I'm sorry, please forgive me. It may also include an I'm praying for you, and I'll help you in any way I can. It may not be saying anything at all, just being there. It may include fixing a meal, mowing a yard, helping the sick in some other way. And finally, good communication involves encouragement. Encouragement. Often, this is seen by the word exhort in the Scriptures. It is good to seek out and greet people at church. And it's true that many are shy and they seem unfriendly. Go out of your way to be kind to them. Come early, stay later. Learn to laugh, edify, and draw closer to one another. A 164-hour week may only include 7 hours at church for the faithful. Truly, God-loving Christians have no problem with that. Therefore, make each trip that you make to church, make it count in good, godly, edifying, and communication without griping and complaining. If our communication is not right, our fellowship will not be scriptural. Now, the next area to which we want to look is the area of discipline. The Bible does instruct us in disciplining members of the church. Even the pastor may come under local church discipline. The local church is the Lord Jesus Christ's church, not the pastors, not the deacons, not even the congregations. Christ is the head of the church. And as the head, he has set men throughout the body to carry out his will. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19 addresses the rebuke of a pastor. There it says, against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Now, some stop at against an elder. Some preachers will say, hey, you're not supposed to make an accusation against a pastor, against a preacher. Receive not an accusation. And, but the verse does not end there, for it continues. But there has the idea of except for. Before two or three witnesses. Now, a witness is not one who agrees and did not see the matter in question take place. A witness is someone who was actually there and saw it or heard it as it happened. If they did see it, then notice 1 Timothy 5:20. Then that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Now, the Apostle Paul did exactly that. There's an example of it in Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. There we read, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the matter of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Now I'm sure that the apostle did that in love. And from what we see, I think Peter accepted it in love. And you know, the mark of a mature Christian is that he can be corrected when he's wrong. Yet Peter is an elder, a pastor, but this is an area that needed to be dealt with. Now understand, within the local assembly, a church deals with a pastor. You don't have somebody from headquarters that deals with it. You don't have somebody from halfway around the world dealing with it. The church deals with it. Some people like to write editorials and everything else about the mistakes of others. And they say, well, their mistake was public, just like in Galatians 2, and so I'm addressing it. Well, yeah, that's all right if you're there. If you're there, address it and stop it right there. I think if it's already happened and you weren't there, I think the best thing is to try to contact the person and let them know your concerns, let them know what the Bible says. Then if they won't do anything and you see a need to correct it, then go ahead and correct it. But do it rightly. The main thing to understand, fellowship in Christ is not tolerant of sin because, see, God is holy. Holiness speaks of separation. We are separated from worldliness, from sin, from false doctrine. Why? That we might have fellowship with God. 1 John 1:6-7 tells us this, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he, that is as Jesus is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Let me just say this while I'm on that passage. We are human beings. We can't see the heart. We see the outward appearance. We're tangible people. We see, we feel, we hear, and things of that nature, we taste. But things of the Spirit are hard to understand. Now, there are groups out there just talking about contemplative meditation. They tell you to sit down and just clear your mind. Clear your mind of absolutely everything, and then just allow, sometime along the line, just let God hit it with whatever God wants to hit it with. Well, you don't understand the spirit world. Many times it's the wrong spirit that hits your mind. Immerse your mind in the Word of God and meditate in it. That's how the Holy Spirit of God speaks to you. Jesus told the apostles that it would be the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that he'd send back then, that would bring to their remembrance the things that he taught. So meditation is a dangerous, evil thing without the Word of God to guide us and to be right there. And it's so easy to slip into the dark and not know that you're in the dark. Now, there are two main passages to examine in this lesson, although the New Testament does contain other passages as well.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.